How will Sandy help Nina fold the clothes?
今天看看巧手 Sandy 如何帮 Nina 整理她的衣服吧。
These shelves are cheap.
I'll get some. What else?
Hooks. You can hang up your scarves and bags.
They're cute.
Buy this shoe rack, too.
Cool. It can hang on the inside of my closet door.
Yep. It'll save lots of space. And get an air freshener, too.
Yeah.It will make my closet smell nice. Now, I can't wait to try everything out.
Are you ready for English? Okay. Sandy finds some shelves. She says the shelves are cheap.
What does cheap mean?
便宜。
Oh, cheap. Oh, 就是便宜的意思，它是一个形容词。What if something is not cheap?
Then it is expensive.
Okay, 没有错 cheap, 它的相反词呢就是 expensive, 昂贵的。
For example,、mm-hmm. my phone is cheap, but my phone bill is expensive. I talk too much.
很有趣哦，哎，这个对的，电话很便宜，但是呢，因为它讲太多话了，所以电话费可就不便宜，很贵呢。
So, Nina buys the shelves because they don't cost a lot of money.Next, she says, what else? In this sentence, the phrase, what else, means, what other things should we buy?
Okay, 这里我们看到的 what else 就是指还有呢，他们还需要买什么东西呢？这个 else 有其他这样的意思哦。
Here's an example. Laura, can you please write a note for me in Chinese?
Okay, what do you want me to write?
Write, Dear Li Xiaojia.
Okay, what else?
You see, guys? Laura means, what else should she write?
Okay, 所以大家呢，有没有看到刚刚 what else 的用法？就是呢，除了之前要做的事情，还有哪些事情要做？像刚刚 Jay 就叫我说，帮他写一个纸条，写这个亲爱的李小姐。那这个我就想说，那他还要写什么？除了这个以外 ？By the way, who is 李小姐？
Never mind. So what else should Nina buy? Hooks. These are hooks. This shape is a hook shape. Remember hang? You can hang up clothes on hooks.
Okay, 我们来看一下这个是什么呢？当然就是钩子了。Hook, okay, 或是挂钩这样的意思哦。那买了挂钩好方便可以挂东西像挂衣服啊还记不记得我们用 hang 就是表示挂的意思 So Nina can hang up her scarves and bags So what is a scarf?
Well, you wear a scarf around your neck This is a scarf
Oh, okay 哎，相信大家都看到了吧？这个 scarf 就是刚刚最围的围巾，要注意它的复数形哦，然后去掉 s， 然后接 ves， scarf。Hey， nice scarf， can I have it？
No way， Laura， my grandmother made this scarf。Here's another example， scarves are winter clothes。
哦，这个围巾是冬天的衣物之一。
Okay, back to the reading. You can hang clothes on a hook. You hang shoes on a rack.
And what is a rack?
Well, a rack is something that holds things.
Mm-hmm.
There are shoe racks, spice racks, wine racks.
Oh, okay, 我懂了。这个 rack 呢，它比较像是架子或者是挂物架哦。那和 shelf 不同的是呢 ，rack 是比较属于特定种类的东西的架子，像是刚刚 Jay 有提到的 shoe rack 就是鞋架，或者是 spice rack 这个调味料的架子，还有 wine rack 放这个酒的架子。I have a shoe rack at home too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And it is this tall.
That is a lot of shoes.
Right.
Okay. Next, Nina will hang her shoe rack on her closet door.
Hey, Jay, what is an air freshener?
Well, in the reading, Sandy says, get an air freshener, too. An air freshener makes the air smell good.
Oh, okay, 好啦，其实这个衣物保持清香也很重要，对不对？所以呢，他们也买了 air freshener, 就是空气清香剂。
When something smells, you can smell it. Here's an example. Old fish smells bad, but a cake smells good.
当我们说某个东西闻起来如何，就要用感官动词 smell 后面接这个形容词这样的用法哦。
Oh, I smell. All right, guys, it's time for us to take a break, but stick around for some more English.
Will you help me fold my clothes?
Sure. We'll fold the pants.But roll up the t-shirt so they won't wrinkle.
What about my dresses?
Hang them up so they keep their shape. Now let's put the same kinds of clothes together.
That will help me find them easily.
We did it!
Wow! My closet looks so empty. Let's go shopping and fill it up again.
Are you ready?Let's start. Nina asks if Sandy will help her fold her clothes.
Fold?
Well, fold means put two sides together.
Oh, 我知道，就是折这样的意思 fold.
You can fold a shirt like this. And you can also fold a piece of paper.
Oh, okay, 所以折衣服或者是折纸都可以这样用哦。Wait.Sandy tells Nina to roll up her shirt. Is that the same as fold?
No, Laura. You fold things in a square shape.
Mm-hmm.
You roll things in a circle shape.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I will roll up this shirt.
Okay.
And there it is.
Okay, 我懂。所以这个 fold 但就是折哦。不过刚刚我说到这个 roll 是指什么呢？就是卷，就是没有错，看把这个衣服卷起来这样的意思哦。
Now, why would Nina roll up her t-shirt? So they don't wrinkle.
Wrinkle.
A wrinkle is a small fold.
Mm-hmm.
Here, let me make some wrinkles. These are wrinkles. They are small folds.
Okay, 好，蛮明显的，就是刚刚这个这把这张纸呢弄得很皱哦。所以当某个东西有很多皱褶，这个英文呢就是 wrinkle, 它是一个名词，也可以用来表示皱纹这样的意思啦。
Here's an example. Old people have lots of wrinkles on their skin.
没有错，老人脸上会有皱纹。
Back to the reading. What about Nina's dresses? She should hang them up to keep their shape.
Huh?
Do you know what shape means, Laura?
当然啊 ，shape 就是形状这样的意思啊。
Okay, well, look at this hat. If I press the hat, it won't keep its shape.
Ooh, okay, 你要的帽子它当然不会保持它之前的形状哦。好了，我们来看一下 ，keep one's shape 就是保持某个东西的形状哦。So Jay, what are the same kind of things?
Do you guys remember kind?
Kind 就是种类的意思，我们之前有学过啦。
Well, Laura, these are the same kind of shoes. They are both boys' shoes. These are not the same kind of shoes. This one is a girl's shoe.
Oh, I get it.所以很明显刚刚这原本男的这个男生的鞋子呢跟女生刚刚的靴子但是不同样的种类哦。当我们用 the same kind of something 就是表示一样种类的东西。So Nina says her closet looks so empty. Now, what is empty?
Laura, empty means nothing inside.
Oh, 你的意思是说空的这样的意思，所以 empty 就是指空的。
Here's an example. I ate my lunch, and now my lunchbox is empty.
Here is another example. Laura's head is empty.
I think Saki needs to go in the washing machine. And I am rolling up Saki.
Saki! Oh, no. Anyway, back to the reading. Nina says she should fill up her closet again. Fill up means put things inside.
Okay, 我们来看一下 fill up 这个动词片语，就是把什么东西装满或者是填满这样的意思啦。
Hey, I have an idea.
Okay.
Let's fill Saki up with soap.
Yay! 用这个肥皂把这个 Saki 装满。Okay, okay.
No, I'll be good, I'll be good, don't do it now.
That's it for today, kids. Stick around for more word power.
Word power. Cheap. Cheap. My t-shirt was cheap. It cost only $100. My t-shirt was cheap. It cost only $100. Scarf. Scarf. On cold days,Sandy always wears a scarf around her neck. On cold days, Sandy always wears a scarf around her neck. Roll up. Roll up. Tim rolls up his towels before he puts them away. Tim rolls up his towels before he puts them away.Shape. Shape.
The sun has a round shape. The sun has a round shape.
A-plus showtime.
Hi, everyone. I'm Art.
And I'm Bruce.
And welcome to our show, In the Closet,
where we show you how to organize the things in your closet.
On today's show, we're going to show you how to fold your clothes.
Right, because if you don't fold your clothes, you get all wrinkly.
And you don't want to be a wrinkle poo.
Now, we have a special guest on our show today, Art.
That's right. His name is Cam, and Cam is going to show us how to fold wrong.
Well, come on out, Cam.
Hi, Cam.
Hi, Cam.
So, Cam, can you show us how you would fold this shirt right here?
That shirt right there.
Well, I'm going to take it and,
Oh my goodness.
Roll it up.
Okay.
Whoa.
Stop right now. Stop. That's just not right.
That's what I do with all my shirts now.
Art? Number one, fill up the buttons.
That's right. If you don't, then the shirt gets all wrinkly on the side.Now, another thing to remember is that you should always fold your clothes right after they come out of the dryer. Now, Camo, can I call you Camo?
Sure.
Okay, Camo, do you fold your clothes right after they come out of the dryer?
Okay, guys. Another important thing, if you have trouble folding, is to use a piece of paper. Put the paper on the shirt
and then fold on top. That way, your shirt will be nice and straight. And when you put it on, it'll have nice lines on the sides, right?
See, Cam?
You can do that, no problem.
Sure, yeah, I can do that, dude.
Well, Cam, you didn't do too great when you folded, but we think you know how now. But we want to give you a big hug to thank you for being on our show. Thanks for joining us on our show, everybody. Be sure to come back next time for more of
The Closet!
I need to have a date with my girlfriend.
These shelves are cheap.
I'll get some. What else?
Hooks. You can hang up your scarves and bags.
They're cute.
Buy this shoe rack, too.
Cool. It can hang on the inside of my closet door.
Yep, it'll save lots of space. And get an air freshener, too.
Yeah, it will make my closet smell nice. Now, I can't wait to try everything out. Will you help me fold my clothes?
Sure, we'll fold the pants, but roll up the t-shirts so they won't wrinkle.
What about my dresses?
Hang them up so they keep their shape. Now let's put the same kinds of clothes together.
That will help me find them easily.
We did it!
Wow! My closet looks so empty. Let's go shopping and fill it up again.
Review time!
Okay, and today's review is fill in the blanks.
也就是填空题。
Okay, and your choices are shape,
形状,
cheap,
便宜的,
scarf,
围巾。
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
The sales girl says, do you want to buy this beautiful blank?
所以女店员就问说，哎，你要买这个漂亮的Waiting, beautiful scarf?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And Martha says, I don't know, is it blank?
Martha 就说，哦，我不知道，它很 cheap, 便宜吗？
Right, cheap. And the sales girl says, yes, and it will keep its blank after you wash it.
是的，它很便宜，而且在洗完它之后，它会保持它的 shape, 形状哦。
Very good! 3 out of 3 for Laura! Hopefully you did well like her. Don't go away.
Okay.
Keep in mind.
啊，大家好，我是水蜜桃姐姐。哎，你们好，小朋友，要当个儿童节目的主持人真的是很不简单哦，因为呀，你要常常去逛街买一些可爱的东西，像我这个袜子啊，它就好可爱哦。对呀，你看它是泡泡袜，跟我常常在穿的一模一样哎。而且最重要的是哦， they are not expensive， 它们呢不贵。你看这一双才卖多少钱，我看一下，嗯，价格标签在哪里呢？哦，小朋友，价格标签在这边哦。那么这个价格呢，它不贵，英文怎么说呢？英文就是说 the price is not。 哦，这时候有很多小朋友都会说 the price is not expensive， 这是错误的用法哦。 expensive 它不用在这边。那么小朋友，当我们要用价格的时候，我们用的是 high and low， OK， 我们说这个价格不贵，我们说 the price is not high。 那么小朋友你一定要懂得举一反三哦。如果我们要说 the price is， 这个怎么说？ the price is
low. 价钱不会很低，对不对？那么水蜜桃姐姐，我最会买这种价廉物美的东西了。像我这个东西 ，it is cheap, the price is low. 那么你看，我的衣服 ，it is cheap, the price is low too. 我全身上下都很 cheap 耶，哈哈哈哈哈哈。这好像不是一句好话哎。